Daily Brief, May 25, 2026, Top of Mind. The dominant signal this weekend is the apparent nearing of a US-Iran deal, with Rubio flagging good news on Hormuz reopening within hours. This is the most significant macro catalyst since the war began. A successful deal would crush oil volatility, relieve bond inflation fears, and likely trigger a sharp rotation out of energy longs and into cyclicals, doc-tech. Simultaneously, the combined 4TN IPO wave from SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic is saturating the capital market narrative, pulling liquidity away from existing names while creating new direct exposure to AI models for the first time. The divergence between crowded AI longs and real economy stress, consumer sentiment at all-time lows, 455 gas, is at a breaking point. Catalyst Radar. Thursday, April PCE, expected plus 3.8% YOY. Decisive for Fed path, any upside surprise amplifies bond sell-off. June 10th, 11, ECB meeting, COCA signals hike likely if no Iran deal. June 12th, SpaceX IPO target date, largest primary raise in history. Analyst, opinion columns. Both FT Lex and WSJ heard on the street flag that the mega IPO wave, SpaceX, OpenAI, Anthropic, could mark the top of this rally cycle. FT notes equity supply at about 6% of US public market, comparable to 1999.com dilution. WSJ counters that Nvidia remains the structural AI winner at 21x sales with accelerating growth. Bloomberg Opinion argues bond yields won't fully reverse even post-deal, citing structural debt and AI capex demand. Markets, S&P 500 up 0.4%, Friday 8th consecutive weekly gain. Dow at record 50,080 dollars. 10-year Treasury yield 4.56%, pulled back from 4.70% peak, but still up from 4% pre-war. Real yields drove the majority of the move, not just inflation expectations. Brent settled $103.54/BBL, WTI $96.60. Oil nudged up Friday on stalled deal talks. UK gilts had best week since DAS 2023. 10-year fell 28 BP to 4.9% on Burnham's fiscal commitment plus softer inflation data. EM political risk flaring, Colombia local bonds, 4.4% in month, Turkey triggered circuit breaker after opposition leader removed. Institutional investors at 50% overweight equities versus benchmarks. BofA survey highest since Jan 2022. Cyclical versus defensive spread widest since 2018. Asian naphtha shortage is the first real industrial disruption from Hormuz. Japan SK stripping packaging colors. Chemical producers declaring force majeure. Economy. Core PCE expected Thursday at plus 3.8%. YOY. Fastest two-month acceleration since 2021. Fed's Waller says next rate move equally likely to be hike or cut. ECB's Kocher says hike likely June if no Iran deal. War added 40 billion in extra fuel costs to US households, 316 household. Consumer sentiment at all-time low, UMH. Shale producers adding rigs, Continental raising capex 300 MMT, Diamondback adding. Still a drop versus 12 MMT BBL, day lost supply. FT calculates war has added $8 billion to US interest bill in FY26, 30 billion plus in FY27 if yields stay. Business finance, SpaceX IPO filing. 75 billion primary raise at 1.75 TN valuation. 91x trailing revenue. 12-month lockup for Musk, but existing holders can sell earlier. XAI integration absorbing 12.4 billion capex. OpenAI prepping confidential IPO filing in coming days. Anthropic eyeing H2 listing. Bodycoat plus 19% on 1.52 billion Apollo takeover proposal. Lincoln International IPO priced at $20, now plus 13%. Berkshire 13F, New Delta, 2.6 BN, and Macy's 55 Balamians positions. Able running portfolio now. Recordati receiving 10.9 B, CVC-led take private bid. China SEC fines Tiger Brokers. Futu, 330 Minitum, combined for illegal cross-border securities. Stocks down 40% pre-market. World geopolitics. Trump says Iran deal largely negotiated, but warns against rushing. Rubio confirms significant progress and good news coming. Iranian media, Fars, dismisses Trump claims as far from reality. key sticking points, frozen assets, oil sanctions waivers, uranium program, if deal, 60-day ceasefire extension, plus Hormuz reopening plus Iran allowed to sell oil, parallel Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire also stipulated. Taiwan, Trump mulls releasing 14 billion arms sale, plans call with President Lai. Risks upending recent US-China stability. China, 82 dead at Shaanxi coal mine blast. National safety crackdown likely threatens coal output during peak summer demand. Rubio invited Modi to White House. US-India ties improving on energy torture security. Ebola spreading across three Congo provinces. 91 confirmed, 867 suspected, 204 dead. US expanding airport screening. Technology or AI, UK AI Safety Institute found safety gaps in all leading models tested, GPT, Claude, Gemini. Anthropic's Mythos kept from public release. US awarding 2 billion in quantum computing grants, IBM 1 billion, Global Foundries 375 memines, GoVT taking minority equity stakes. Waymo paused service in six cities after cars drove into flooded roads. Highway mode also suspended. Fervo Energy IPO, plus 142%. Geothermal startup with 658 MWh binding PPAs. First commercial unit due Octua 1. Nebius revenue run rate heading to 7.9 billion. Landed 27 billion or Meta deal. Nvidia invested 2 billion equity. College students pushing back against AI adoption. Protests. Petitions over job threat perception. Standouts. Apollo's body coat bid. Signals PE appetite for industrial services at 27% premium. Validates UK mid-cap discount. China fines Tiger Parker Futu. Closes last major loophole for mainland retail to access US stocks. Disrupts 30 billion plus's wealth channel. Bond vigilantes are back. FT argues the Iran crisis crystallized sovereign debt saturation risk. Yields may stay elevated structurally. Carson Block, AI works too well. Short seller flipped bearish on AI because productivity gains will destroy knowledge worker jobs. Less 401k inflow. Systemic equity demand collapse. Mara Holdings armoring vehicles. Disclosed 860k on ballistic protection for CEO CFO. Signals extreme security threat in crypto C-suite.